This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the DJV program. If you're just joining us today, how do you do? It's Wednesday, last Wednesday in August, as a matter of fact. Welcome, DJV time. I gave you the time, right? Temperature?
I guess it depends
on where you are.
Temperature. It's hot.
We ought to talk about the devastation in the farmland, though. We ought to spend some time on that and talk a little about the weather and the situation with the storms moving up the Mississippi, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But before we do that, let's spend a little time talking about what went on last night at the RNC and also the fate of Jacob Blake, Jennifer, the black man who was shot by police over the weekend. This is not going to go away. It's another one of these things that will get lots of scrutiny in the anger on both sides.
Two wrongs don't make a right. So let's start off with Jacob Blake and his story, because yesterday there was a big press conference with his family members, his brothers and sisters, his mother, his father. I thought really the most touching and the one who seemed to really have his spirit, I think it was his mother who spoke. Julia Blake is her name, and she
moms always have it, Jennifer. You know that.
I know. Well, I mean, you have the father and the sisters, and they're all, you know, it was a much angrier tone. The mother said, please stop with the violence. This is not what my son wants. Jacob Blake was involved with an officer-involved shooting. A police officer, actually a group, two police officers, shot Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. It was a very close range, 7 shots in his back. Jacob Blake is lucky to be alive, and it was announced yesterday that he will most likely be paralyzed. He is paralyzed at the moment. They're doing surgeries, obviously, to try to help him have as close to a normal life as possible, but certainly that it could be something that is with him his entire life. He's paralyzed from the waist down. They held this news briefing with his family members, the lawyers for the family now calling for the police officers to be removed from the force permanently. There's still investigation as to what went on. And I think there needs, and this is why it's always my position that you really have to see what's happening before the outrage breaks out. We don't have any evidence at this point that this was a shooting based on racism. Now, it could come out that these were really bad cops and that was their intent. But from what it seems, a new footage that was released yesterday, it appeared that there was a struggle between officers and Jacob Blake. And then he went for his car. Now, a lot of people are saying he was just trying to get in his car, but officers knew of Jacob Blake. He had a warrant out for his arrest. And one of the things that they knew about him, if they had run the plates of his car, which were, again, we don't know, we're just speculating now, is that he had an illegal weapon and that he kept that weapon in his car. That was one of the things that were part of the report and part of the warrant. So whether or not these police officers thought they were doing the right thing or whether they were acting hatefully, we just don't know at this point. But
so where do we go from here?
That seems to get lost in the investigation and all of this. So what happened in the last 3 nights in Kenosha, not peaceful protests. These are not protesters. These are people who are out there just going after violence and chaos and making things worse. And I think that's why it was so important. If you listened to Jacob Blake's mother yesterday, she said, I drove through and saw the devastation that these riots have caused. Please stop. This is not what my son would want. Mm-hmm. My son prayed with a police officer in his room. The three of them prayed over each other. This is not what he would want. And that didn't matter. And so now, instead of just having one person who's paralyzed now from the waist down, we have 3 people who were shot. 2 of them are dead because of another night of unrest in the city of Kenosha. It happened last night. There were shootings. There were people who were protecting their property. There were Black Lives Matter protesters out there who were using weapons, and they were trying to burn down the city. The night before, they burned down a car dealership, garbage trucks, all of this stuff. And so it has turned into chaos. National Guard, I think it was involved, but somehow I don't think they fully deployed last night.
Where did we make the wrong turn? When and how and why?
No, it's really sad this, because this doesn't help anything.
This has been boiling up for so many years.
Yeah, but so where does it start with the importation of black people from Africa as slaves? Does it start with the Civil War? Does it start with men and women of color who volunteer to be in the service, the Tuskegee Airmen, and the way they were discredited until the movie was made? Then everything turned around. Why do we have this prejudice against people who have a different color skin? That's it.
I don't know that that's it. And you know what? I don't
but
know.
But what else is there?
I don't know. I think that there's a lot of anger. I think there's a lot of people who pump each other up on social media now more than ever. I think that if you look at, we don't even know the facts of this case, but it doesn't matter to people. They're just out there burning things down, killing each other, and causing even more problems. So what does that do? It
but
compounds
the
issue.
But the fact, though, is that this guy wasn't shot once. He was shot seven times.
I understand.
I
understand. Look,
that's the problem.
That's why you hear me. That's why you hear me carefully saying, we need to figure out what was going on here. Why that excessive force?
But how is it
different
there than anywhere else, though, Jen? I mean, think about all the other places this has happened. Continues to happen.
I actually don't believe that narrative. I think police officers sometimes make mistakes. I think there are police officers who are bad cops who are doing things because
not all cops are bad, not all cops are good. Just because you get a uniform on,
but I think
that doesn't tell who you are.
There's no reason to believe that this man was targeted because he was black. He was involved with an altercation. Officers knew
but he was trying to break up
arrest.
A fight with a couple of women.
But he also, here's another issue. He struggled with police. He ran from the taser. He ran to his car. Now, one of the and this is really, it hurts my stomach to say this, but one of the things that you see in a lot of these protests / riots, whatever you want to call it, you have a lot of people who get down on the ground and put their hands up. And they do that in front of officers to try to taunt them. That's not what is happening when these people are shot. They are not on the ground. They are not taking arrests, with the exception of George Floyd, which I don't think anybody on the planet has actually backed the police officers in that case. But in most of the cases that we hear that get publicized like this, it is always someone resisting arrest. We need to make sure that people are not doing that, because that's when this stuff happens. Resisting arrest is what causes people to get hurt.
The problem with that is that some people are being chased around for improper reasons.
So deal with that when you get
They're not educated enough.
This is why people are dying.
But the problem was Philando Castile was in his car, and he said, "I have a legal permit for my gun," and he told the cop, "I'm going to reach for that," and he ended up dead. So when you complying with officers, black men still end up dead. That's the problem. That's where the anger is.
White men, too. I mean, here's the thing. People are ending up dead in moments with bad cops and with cops who misread the situation or who are bad cops. But by and large, what we're seeing in this case, if this guy had complied with police orders, we wouldn't be having this conversation today.
We don't know.
That's just that's the
sad part. We don't know
how do we not know? I mean, the thing escalated because he ran away. They tried to tase him. He ran to his car.
But shoot him seven times? Come on.
I understand. It's excessive, and that's why we need the investigation to see what was going on here. But you understand the point. The weapons would not be deployed if there hadn't been someone trying to evade
How did he endanger the lives of the police officers by running away from them? Why would they use deadly force?
He was trying to get back in his car, where his three young kids were sitting in the back seat.
Okay, let me ask you this question. If an officer came up to you and said, sit down on the curb, whatever it is, arrest, whatever they do, put handcuffs on you, whatever it is it a better idea to do that, or is it a better idea to run for your car where they suspect there might be a weapon?
Did they tell him to sit on the curb?
That's what we have to find out. We know that there was a physical altercation between the police officers and Jacob Blake.
They pulled on his shirt.
And he fought back. They had the scuffle. And so that's part of what I'm saying here. It's just cooler heads prevail. I'm not saying the police are right. I'm not saying the police are wrong. I'm saying we need cooler heads to prevail here, because if we don't, this is what's going to happen. And then the rioting and the violence is ridiculous. The fact that this is being promoted by groups that are supposed to help people is a joke.
You think it's big riots now? I think, I don't want to predict this, but if there is upset around the election, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Of course,
with all of this
people
stuff.
Are being... people are do, but see, this is what's sad. Is that there's no reality
in
any of this.
The news media is egging them on because it makes for a good
Nobody is actually, no one is thinking about reality. No one, everybody is just believing what they see on social media. They're not taking things, thinking things through. They're not taking a breath on the situation. And it's dumb. And it's being cheerleaded by the news
media.
Well,
for those of you who watch your local, and I put local in quotes, your local evening newscast, which was originally conceived to cover local issues in your community, and it leads, let's say you're in Boston, and the lead story is Kenosha, Wisconsin. How is that, first of all, local? Why does that impact? It might be impactful in some way if there was a relationship to what was going on in Boston or any other place, but in this case, there's no relationship between what happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So people say, well, I should know what's going on.
Yeah,
I don't know
whether
they agree or not
headline.
Agree. I don't care. It's not a local story. National news is national news.
But who should only listen to local news? That doesn't make sense.
I think you're missing my point. The point is it's billed as local news. It is not local news. It is aimed at stirring you up, at filling you with fear, all of this stuff, unless there's a local, like the virus. Okay, how many people today in Boston got it? That's a local story. But were there riots in Boston? No. Was anybody paying attention? Maybe some people were paying attention to it. But it doesn't deserve the ink that it's getting. That's what I'm saying, Victoria.
That's because you're saying this story on a national level doesn't...
It does not. It is not a local story.
But why do you care, though? You're splitting hairs
I care because I don't understand. Because all it does is it's aimed at stirring people up, getting them angry, paying
So you're saying we should
attention.
Not know who Jacob Blake is?
I didn't say that. You didn't hear me say that. That's
well,
not
I'm trying to
wrong.
Figure out what you're saying.
What I'm
don't
saying
understand.
Is it is not a local story.
Okay.
Therefore, if you're going to have a, if you're going to bill it as local, live and local news, then you ought to be presenting the local news. There's plenty of stuff going on in your neighborhood, but it's too easy. They are lazy. They can get the video from national sources, so that's what they lead with. I'm saying that part of the problem here is that we're creating a sense around these things of hysteria when it doesn't impact you locally. That's what I'm saying. It's aimed
there's no real
at creating hysteria. That's right. Exactly.
I actually
That's
think
point.
That local news maybe even does a better job than national news at this point.
But let me,
I mean, just for an example, one of their newsmen, Chris Cuomo, on CNN, after Tim Scott gave his speech, said that he was carrying water for President Trump. Now, if someone had made a comment like that on the other side of
fired.
The world, that would have been called racist.
No, if that person, I remember I ran the news radio station in Boston for 2 years in the mid-80s. If I had an anchor that went on the air and said that, I would have fired him. I would have fired him on the spot.
Applauded.
Yeah, of course.
All
yeah.
Right, so tonight at the RNC, and it's divisive. That's the problem. All right,
yep.
Tonight at the RNC, Vice President Mike Pence, Second Lady Karen Penn, Senator Marsha Blackburn, Senator Joni Ernst, Representative Dan Crenshaw, Representative Elise Stefanik. She's from New York. Former Acting Director of National Intelligence Rick Grenell. He's a great speaker. Tune in for him. He's the one that you haven't probably heard before. And White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway in her last speech, probably for the president. Mm-hmm. All happening tonight. Plus, of course, a lot of stories from around the country of just people who have been impacted by Trump policies. That's been a pretty consistent thread through the first two nights of the campaign.
So are they going for a softer look, would you say, a softer sense of... Is that where we're moving away
from? I just think they're
from...
celebrating. I mean, one of the stories, and I know we're up against the clock here, but John Ponder was a story they told last night. He's a person who ran from police, just like we're talking about. He's a person who was in jail for bank robbery, had a moment, he found God, he wanted to reform his life, and he started a school for people who are trying to leave prison and get back into society. He talked about his turnaround, his relationship with President Trump, and last night, he actually, his sentence was commuted. He got a commutation from President Trump last night. That was one of the features. So it kind of interesting, inspirational stories, I think, of people who have changed their life and who have sought to, I guess, to seek the light, really.
I
don't mean politically.
Some of the drivel that came from these people analyzing what was going on, it was the word I would use is drivel. Listening to Chris, what's his face, the governor of New Jersey, and Rahm Emanuel, a debate nonsense, drivel. 21 after the hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now the wind has changed direction, so I have to leave. Won't you please excuse my frankness, but it's not my cup of tea.
Alright, so we're listening to Elton John. It sounds like a kind of a backyard recording, but this week marks the 50th year since Elton John blasted off with a performance at the Troubadour in L.A., which is a hole in the wall. It's famous, but it's a hole in the wall. His career never faltered from that night. He launched his name into the stratosphere. It was August the 25th, 1970. His feats on the piano captured, I think I saw Rocket Man for the first time the other night. I didn't see the whole thing because I fell asleep.
Oh.
But I saw a good part. I hadn't seen much of it before at all, Victoria.
I loved it. I just thought it was so creative. And the performances were amazing.
This song is called A Border Song, and this was something that he recorded early on, right? This is
from that, I believe, Phil, this is that from night? That night at the Troubadour, right?
No, it's actually the demo that's coming out.
Okay, so the demo that's coming out. Okay.
Okay. This is a special deluxe double LP edition that we're talking about, celebrating the occasion, a record store exclusive. This Elton John LP available from, I think it's this Friday, is it not? Right? This weekend it's available anyway, marking the half century anniversary. His reissue pressed on transparent purple vinyl.
That sounds fun.
That's pretty much him, isn't it? He loves the color purple. Disc one features the remaster of the original LP from 2016. The second disc will carry a selection of bonus tracks off the CD Deluxe Edition in 2008, which has never been released on vinyl till now, plus a couple of previously unreleased demos of Border Song, which we were listening to, and The Bad Side of the Moon. Let's listen to that for a second here. This sounds more like him original. If you're a fan that you want, you know, basically your Elton all the way, there's going to be an original Elton John LP released on October 30th as a limited edition on gold vinyl with some download codes as well. 300 folks in the room at the Troubadour when he delivered his first performance. Songs off his debut album like Your Song, the cream of America's music scene gathered that night. The people in attendance included Quincy Jones, who was married to Peggy Lipton at the time, Linda Ronstadt, Brian Wilson, Van Dyke Parks, Neil Diamond. How about that for an audience? Huh?
Yeah. No wonder he rose to stardom after that.
Yeah, they all liked him. Yep, exactly. All right, 26 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and you and Bon Jovi offering some words of encouragement to New York, to the New Yorkers during the COVID situation. New video called Do What You Can. The video depicts John Bon Jovi taking to the streets of New York with a mask on his face. Inspirational scenes of essential workers, social distance graduations, and more play throughout the video ends with Bon Jovi singing atop the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum on the Hudson River, along with a dedication to the everyday heroes fighting to rise above the pandemic. The message rings loud and clear: when you can't do what you do, you do what you can. An interesting play on words, isn't it, huh? Shooting a video on nearly empty streets of Manhattan amid a global crisis told the story of Do What You Can from the place where I lived it, says Bon Jovi. And he'll feature the single on the new upcoming album due out October 2nd. Do What You Can. When you can't do what you do, do what you can. I like that. I'm holding on to
I also
that
like
myself.
The song. It's got a more upbeat tempo than
Let's
a lot of stuff
they've
put out
crank it up
recently.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with it. I'm with you on this one, Victoria, for sure. So that's the Bon Jovi story at 28 after on the DJV show. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Among those to speak on night two of the Republican National Convention, the nation's first lady, Melania Trump, calling for peace amid ongoing unrest over police brutality.
I also ask people to stop the violence and looting being done in the name of justice and never make assumptions based on the color of a person's skin.
Police now say two people are dead in Kenosha, Wisconsin, another injured after an overnight shooting at a protest there, sparked by the weekend police killing of a black man shot in the back as he was trying to get into a car. California firefighters facing more hot, dry weather today, but they should get a bit of an edge on hundreds of fires as later this week the weather should cool and lightning will decrease. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here. Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The CDC is now telling employees to avoid confrontation with people who do not want to mask up. New guidance from the agency recommends retail and service industry workers not argue with customers who make threats or become violent over it. Many businesses have put in mask requirements while visiting their stores. The CDC says those companies can take steps to avoid any workplace violence, like conflict resolution training and putting in security systems. Designated safe areas have also been brought up so that employees have somewhere to go if they feel threatened. Some good news finally for California firefighters. The weather is going to be helping a bit. Cal Fire officials say they're making progress on 3 wildfires around the San Francisco Bay Area thanks to the weather. Many of the more than 600 fires in the state were started by lightning, but still the weather could turn with dry lightning again, with strong winds and warm temperatures threatening to start more blazes in the coming days. At least 7 people have been killed by those fires. And Chicago White Sox player Lucas Giolito has thrown the first no-hitter of this unusual Major League Baseball season, giving up 1 walk and striking out 13 as the White Sox beat the Pirates 4-0 in Chicago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Away we go, Wednesday. It's the 26th, right? Yeah, 26th of August. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan on the DJV program. I was looking at, there was a headline that grabbed me. Island outbreaks was the headline, and I'm thinking, oh, this is about the weather. And it isn't about the weather. It's about some of the islands in the Caribbean and out in the Pacific, Victoria, that now are having outbreaks of the virus.
Yeah.
Hotspots, in fact.
Because people went there.
Yeah, right.
So they went on vacation.
On a vacation. So here
and
it comes.
And any of the islands in the Caribbean, Virgin Islands, U.S., British, whatever. It's so foolish because they are so limited with their resources. If you need to be on a ventilator, the last place you want to be.
Forget about St. Thomas and a hospital there. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Oof. No. Oof. I mean, unless you're at a teaching medical school in the Virgin Islands, which there are a few, but unless you happen to be lucky enough to be there where you're actually at a facility that's training, you know, American doctors, you're just dancing with the devil. It's stupid. Yeah.
So when I saw it, I was thinking that we were going to talk about Hurricane Laura, which is strengthening in that area and moving up the Gulf Coast. So what's going on with the power here?
Well, so Hurricane Laura, if you are in the Houston, Lake Charles, Louisiana area, this is, you already know. You're already probably on the road. Maybe you're in your car right now. You're hopefully evacuating. Hurricane Laura leapt from Category 1 to Category 3 overnight. It is now expected to become Category 4, and it's going to make landfall between Houston and Lake Charles, Louisiana, tonight. And early Thursday morning, it's going to have the real impact is going to hit. But tonight it will make landfall. Hurricane and storm surge warnings are covering this entire zone. The reason for that is because Hurricane Laura will most likely strike during high tide. And that's extra dangerous because a lot of Louisiana and parts of Texas are already, you know, at below sea level. And so they are projecting that depending on the timing of the storm, western Louisiana, parts of Texas, as far as 30 miles inland, will be under 10 to 15 feet of water. Mm-hmm. So this is no joke. And they have, authorities are basically pleading with anyone within the path of this hurricane to get out and take your stuff, pack up the dog, pack up the kids, and get out. Because this is also going to include 5 to 10 inches of falling rain on top of the storm surge. So it's, and they say in some places along the Louisiana border, they're expecting 15 inches of rain, which will lead to flash flooding, and if it's also at high tide, we're looking at massive destruction. Another element of this is in 2017 with, was it Hurricane Harvey? Hurricane Harvey, 2017, it hit right in this same area. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the places that were affected by Hurricane Harvey have only recently gotten back fully to, you know, full capacity and back up and running as, you know, as normal, and they're going to get hit right again with this. So my thoughts, and this is genuine thoughts and prayers, are with everyone in line of this, because they say that Laura is going to have sustained winds of over 120 miles per hour. So
what it's going to do is affect the lives of everybody, even if you're not downstream or upwind from the storm itself. The cost of food because of where this is going, and it's right on the heels of that derecho that went through Iowa and Nebraska and up north of there, the massive damage. Remember, last week, 110-mile-an-hour winds knocking over millions of acres of corn, grain silos knocked to the ground, $300 million worth of damage to the silos alone, and 13 million acres of corn over, done, finished, cooked, not cooked literally. There are billions of dollars of structural damage done to farm and farm service agencies, if you will, organizations, people, you know, the farmers, when they harvest the crops, bring them to grain silos, the corn especially, and there aren't going to be any grain silos in many areas of Iowa. So where is it all going to go? Well, it isn't going to go anywhere because most of the grain that would have gone in there has been knocked over by the storm. So this is a serious situation for our food supply and for the farmers. It'll dramatically affect the price of corn and other grains. It will, because there's just too much damage. Too much destruction. It's very, very serious stuff. And now, the next page on the storm discovery section of our conversation here has to do with what it's doing, these storms, and how they disrupt mail, transportation, all kinds of things. And again, this is the food supply. You know, you think about it in a unidimensional sense, but it really isn't unidimensional. It's multidimensional. Because it's, so this is the breadbasket of our country, and so without being able to move things, you know, most people don't think about poultry, for example. The main area there is in Virginia, and in Maryland and Pennsylvania, and then moving west from there, places in Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, where the hatcheries that are responsible for most of the chicks that are brought, you know, the chicks that are grown in these huge barns in Pennsylvania, for example, they raise 36, 38, 40,000 chicks in a 60-day period. They haven't grown them on the farm. They come in trucks as little chicks. And so with these, and by the way, a lot of people, I was in a tractor supply store the other day, and my jaw dropped. There were four people in line in front of me that had just bought baby chicks.
Oh, it's so popular.
It's a big deal.
I have friends who just got chicks delivered. One friend down in Bethesda, Maryland, just got chicks delivered, and they're going to raise them for a little while, and then they go back. They send them back. So it's kind of like, it's for her little boy who's four. He loves animals.
Yeah.
So, and it's adorable to see him holding the little chicks. It's really
cute.
Yeah,
but do they know where they're going to go when they send them back to where they came from?
It's some organic, pasture-raised egg thing that they're a part of.
But sooner or later,
my friend's
off
a vegetarian,
with their hands.
So.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
My God.
Not going to eat that stuff.
Well,
anyway,
not always. Not always.
Well, not on my farm, but there are a lot of, that's what they do. The more I should send you a video. I actually should post a video on my on the DJV website, facebook.com/DJV show, and facebook.com/Doug Steffen. The way the chickens run around the barnyard now, it is hysterical. They go over and talk to the calves because they're on the other side of the driveway. The goats and ducks and chickens are on one side of the driveway, and the calves are on the other side of the driveway by the big barn. And so but the chickens wander all over the place every day. We let them out, and they walk around. And they're just
good eggs.
Funny.
Too bad you don't like eggs, because they're the best.
Well,
they
I cook
the
eggs.
Worms and bugs.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah. But I cook them for Daisy. And then once in a while, I'll take a bite out of, I give her a hard-boiled egg every day. And I'll take a bite out of one of them. But the point, to go back around to the weather and what's going on with disruption, not only is the mail being disrupted because of the weather, but we all know the federal end of things, the Postal Service, excuse me, is not functioning as well as it has, and it hasn't been functioning very well for years, so it's functioning even less well now. And one of the things that they have found the last few years that was sort of big business, they let hatcheries ship chicks through the mail. It's kind of common practice these days, and usually has worked pretty well, shipping chicks right after they are hatched. They're in ventilated boxes. You probably have seen some of them. They can survive for a couple, 3 days without water and food because they're eating the yolk sac from their egg. But because the Postal Service is going through an uproar, delays resulted in more chicks coming to the purchaser dead. I think you and I were talking about this last Friday, Victoria, all the things that are piling up in some of the post offices.
Yeah.
And nobody can really understand, because nobody's been laid off. Nothing. And this is a work.
Well, overtime has been cut. But that's the thing. A lot of changes have been made. The sorting machines were taken out. That is true. And
Why did the sorting machines get taken out?
Well, that's a good question for that DeJoy guy, the Postmaster General, who he didn't really have a good answer. And I don't know now they kind of have been busted. So yes, he said he's not going to put them back in. He's not going to take any more out. So, and then they said that he said that the priority is going to be mail-in ballots. Well, what about all the chicks that are in the mail? They're all dead. 4,800 dead chicks went to Maine.
Right. You go into one of these post offices.
This is
going to
affect turkey farmers for Thanksgiving,
too. Smell in the post office with all this dead stuff in the post office?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I live less than half of a mile. It's a little over a quarter of a mile. Less than half of a mile from the medical center where my doctor is. And my doctor sent me I had some ultrasound stuff done, and so they sent me the films. I can practically see the medical building from here, and it took 6 days to get to me from the postmark.
Wow.
This is not a joke. Like, this never happened before. When I had stuff sent from, again, related to medical records, it took 14 days to come from Manhattan. That's normally a two-day turnaround. And so we get mail all the time from my in-laws in
Queens.
See,
I'm not having trouble
getting mail at
all.
Normally it's 2 days. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. All I know is it is a real slowdown. It is very real and tangible. And I've never had an issue like this ever before. And now it's very much.
What happened to the old expression, neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays the co-workers, the couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds? Remember that? The motto of the Postal Service?
It's interesting. I was reading a history of the Postal Service because I really honestly didn't know much about it at all. Yeah. And it's very interesting how the Postal Service really is such a It's an adhesive for the country. And as the Pony Express, we all have seen that in old westerns. Express got eliminated, the Postal Service started connecting. Roads were specifically built for the Postal Service. Yeah. Our infrastructure in this country, right? Yeah. The infrastructure in our country is really all due to the Postal Service so that they could reach people in rural areas. And so now it's being completely dismantled, and people are not getting medicines on time. They're not getting unemployment checks. They're not getting veterans benefits. They're not getting, think of the things that we take for granted. How many people get paid still through the mail?
Well, you know, there's so many. Here's the other side of this is that the Postal Service is very badly run.
Yes.
And we put billions of dollars into it every year.
I think everyone can agree on that, right?
So, yeah. So was this the thing
that is the right guy to
part
fix
of
it?
The grid? Nope. The grist here is whether or not this was political to screw up the election, or whether is it a real attempt to fix the post office. I guess my question would be, given that it's almost 4 years into the presidency, why didn't this get done earlier on? Mm-hmm. That might
why
be
isn't it?
The question.
And here's my question. I don't care if the guy contributed millions to Trump's campaign, he did, and a lot of other Republicans too. I can look beyond that. If this guy came from, let's say he ran FedEx, or he ran UPS, or he ran DHL, he has no experience in any type of mail delivery system. So that's what I'm confused by. What makes him qualified? Why can't we have a panel? Like,
who says,
okay, the new head of the FAA, right?
Who says you've got to be? The FAA guy ran Delta.
The FAA guy ran Delta. That makes sense to me. But this makes no sense that this guy has been in these various appointee positions throughout the Trump administration. None of them have anything to do with the Postal Service. I don't get it. I just don't get it. How can you not say
there are
that
questions
it's
that need answers that haven't been forthcoming? Let's put it that way. All
right,
here's a question. How do I lose weight the safe way? The answer to that question is clear, not only here in our country, but around the world. The standard set by Calotren, Calotren, as the measure of healthy weight loss, because there are no drugs, there are no stimulants. There's a lady who writes, when I started Calotren, I set small goals for my weight loss. I have tried many products and have been disappointed by all of them. So I set my goal of 10 pounds. I did it. Set another goal, 10 more. I did it. I'm so happy to tell you, right now I've lost 52 pounds. I've met 5 goals, and I'm now working on goal 6. I wanted to help other people lose weight and feel good about themselves. That's why I'm telling this story. There are 5 members of my family and 3 of my friends who are using Calotren with the same success. How about that for a success story? That tells the story. I don't have to tell you anything else other than it's stimulant-free and drug-free. Been in business for decades, helping people lose weight. Let's get on the program, shall we? Let's lose the weight. So many people in our country have this problem right now, and you're still very, very, very susceptible to COVID if you're overweight. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV, no shipping charges attached, and the Labor Day sale, buy 3, get 3 free. This has pretty much been their standard. I promote it because I think this really is a 6-month program. So get on it. Stay on it. Buy 3 at the regular price. Get 3 free. Lose the weight. Keep it off with Calotren at toploss.com. Use the code DJV.
Language, but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here we go. Chucker loves it when I go off on the Home Alone movies. All right, so this is from the first. Did they use the same theme in all of them, Chucker?
Yeah, they did. Well, it's not really. It's two of them with Macaulay Culkin, and then they did another one with another child actor, which was inferior to the first two.
All right, so birthday time. When you think about Home Alone movies, you think about Macaulay Culkin.
You do. He's 40 years old today, Doug. Born in 1980. Hard to believe. 40 years old. Macaulay Culkin. 10 years old when the movie came out back in 1990. It was a massive hit. Word of mouth hit. I mean, this movie played week after week after week in movie theaters. I think it's an absolute classic. I know you don't agree, but...
everybody's got a different
taste. Holiday film.
Yeah, if you enjoy it, then it's enjoyment for you. Nothing. I can't predicate what you like, nor should I. You don't predicate what I like, and I will tell you that when I think I said this yesterday, when I looked at I wanted to see the Russell Crowe movie because I want to see something. I want to go to the movies. But when I saw the trailer, I said, "Nah, I'm not going to go see this." But there was something about orange. There's a theme. There's a movie that in the title is orange something or other. And it looked intriguing to me. You know the movie I'm talking about?
I think it's out there. I don't know too much about it. There's a handful of films currently being released. Unhinged is by far the biggest in terms of a marketing campaign. There's a few others with really no marketing campaign that have been sort of dumped, what they call, into the theaters that have opened. You know, I just want to point out, speaking of things you might like of TV, this is Kevin Costner's show Yellowstone, which is on the Paramount Network. Yeah, 5.2 million viewers for his final episode this season, the biggest cable show in terms
by
of viewership in 2020.
I'm hooked. It's a good show. It's kind of a soap opera. you know, the daughter and the son don't get along, or there's two sons and one daughter, and Kevin Costner is the father, and they got this huge ranch in Montana or wherever the hell it is, and it's just a soap opera. And Kevin Costner plays it out about as well as anything. I mean, he's had a great acting career. I think he's one of the true treasures that's around now. Could be close to being a star, not just an actor. And he brings it. I think he brings it forward. Don't you, Chucker? In this?
No, I'm a big fan of Kevin. Listen, he was a movie star. Now he's doing some TV. He's also doing movies. He has a movie with Diane Lane coming out, I believe.
They're going to be paying him a lot of money. The other people that are in the show are not. There's nobody in the show you know.
But here's what's interesting. I remember maybe a year ago going through the cable channels and then discovering the Paramount channel, because it's relatively new. But it goes to show you, if you do a program people want to watch, they will find it. Yeah, found it.
Yep, that's for sure. The Nutty Professor reboot movie. Huh?
Yeah, I don't get it. You're not going to be, well, Jerry Lewis did it, Eddie. You're not going to do it better than Eddie Murphy.
No. Right. So what are you going to do? And then you look at the people that are associated with this, nobody knows any of them. So why are you going to waste your time and your money doing something like this?
It'll end up being
Kevin Hart. Because they could sell a title. You know, there is one other bit of TV news. CBS Streaming has said December 17th this year to release on streaming their remake of The Stand, which was a great Stephen King novel, a great miniseries back in the early 1990s on ABC with a great cast. This new installment, Whoopi Goldberg, Alexander Skarsgård, James Marsden. I look forward to this because it's very tough. Yeah. Listen, it's about a pandemic that wipes out 99% of the world's global population, and then it has religious themes. It's very thought-provoking.
Great.
To stand, and I think
timely.
It'll be really good.
Yeah,
yes, very timely.
Yeah, right. Well, we need some good fodder here. I saw, did you see this about Guillermo del Toro's cast for Pinocchio? Netflix is hiring him to put together a new version of Pinocchio, and it's a big cast.
It's going to be live action. Yeah, it's a huge cast.
Yeah. Right.
Well, there's two versions of Pinocchio. There's one there, and then Disney's doing one with Tom Hanks. Reportedly, will play Geppetto, but this one should be pretty good, also.
Yeah, but how much? We keep saying this. I guess it's going to be the way it is. It's frustrating because there are a lot of good ideas. I talk about my son and his idea for a TV show that is now finally, after all these years, getting some traction. But there are a lot of good movie ideas around that aren't going anywhere because they're associated with people that aren't known. Everybody seems to want to get with the program, you know, stars and stories
name
that people
properties,
know.
Familiar properties.
Yeah,
because
right.
they're spending $100 million plus on this stuff. They're nervous to do something completely fresh. They just are.
Apparently. All right, Chucker, great job. Sorry for the passing of your mom. You have our thoughts.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.